Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Denon for Steve Bertrand. During the White House press briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, well, she was actually asked if the U.S. will retain broad bans on foreign visitors due to the Delta variant of COVID-19.
We will maintain existing travel restrictions at this point for a few reasons. The more transmissible Delta variant is spreading both here and around the world. Driven by the Delta variant, cases are rising here at home, particularly among those who are unvaccinated and appear likely to continue in the weeks ahead. The CDC just advised Americans against travel to the United Kingdom this past Monday, given the surge in cases. They will evaluate and make recommendations based on health data.
I spent the weekend with friends, and it seems to always be the topic of conversation, regardless of who I'm with. I have friends who are anti-vaxxers. I have friends who are late adopters, like, I'm not real sure if I'm ready for the vaccine yet. I have friends who were early adopters and are adamant that everybody be vaccinated. Everybody has an opinion, and everybody is always talking about it. But sometimes there's questions that you need answered, and you can't just pick up the phone and call your primary physician anymore. And that's why we love having Dr. Jeffrey Copin on the phone. He is Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Of course, he'll take your questions, or you know it, you could shoot me a text message at 312-981-7200. But how are you today, Doc?
I'm great, Lisa. Good hearing you today. I can't stop thinking about that former Olympic sport of obstacle swimming.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
I know. It's like, let's bring that back.
That would be fun. I mean, my God, watching people swim 200 meters and then have to climb a pole and then swim under boats. How fun is that? That would be awesome. It would help the Olympic rating, TV ratings problem.
I think. Absolutely. They probably just don't have the cameramen and the camera women that could actually capture all of that. Well, they should, but it sounds fun. Speaking of who's winning and who's not winning, it looks like Canada is beating us in the vaccine game, huh?
Yeah, you know, they had a slow start. They didn't have access to vaccine the same way we did. But the Canadians as a population are typically far more obedient than we Americans are. They're very proud of that. And I believe that they've now gone over 70% of the adult population. So, you know, that's pretty amazing. They moved very quickly once they started to get supplies of vaccine.
And they've kept us Americans out of their country for quite a while. I mean, I think they're just opening up on August 1st, if I'm correct. But usually when I go to Minnesota for my summer trip, we go up to Rainy Lake and we go into Canada, and that just wasn't happening this year. So what about the rising positivity rates? I know it's happening in Florida, in Arkansas. I see what's going on in Missouri. Let's talk about Illinois and what's happening specifically here in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, well, here in the Chicagoland area, we're still doing pretty well. Some of the southern Illinois counties, those that are bordering Missouri, their infection rates are ticking up. Over the last couple of weeks, we've watched them go up. We know they have lower immunization rates than we have in the Chicago area, and we're seeing that in new infections. That's something to be concerned about. We know that if people would be vaccinated, they'd be in far better shape than not being vaccinated. So here in the Chicago area, you know, we are seeing more new cases of COVID. It is the Delta variant, just like we've been predicting, Lisa, for the last several weeks. But I would say we're still in a decent place. I know the mayor came out earlier today and said we're not ready for a mask mandate, and I agree with that, although I do think we probably will start seeing different venues of various kinds likely asking the patrons put on masks when they come in. So we're gonna start to see that, I think, in the Chicago area.
I appreciate the advice you gave me a couple weeks ago. I was filling in for Anna, and I love having Dr. Copin on the phone, and I have a bonus daughter who is, you know, 30 years old and was nervous. She just wasn't going to get the vaccine. She was worried about fertility. And you addressed that on the air. And several other moms texted in as well and said their daughters were in the same spot. And you suggested she talk to her gynecologist and her doctor on a personal level. And she has an appointment and she's doing that. And I had approached you about that because sometimes we don't know how to approach our own family members when we feel strongly that they should be vaccinated and maybe they don't feel as strong about it. And so I appreciate you being able to give me the words to articulate what was important to me and what hopefully will help her as well. So,
yeah, and I hope bonus daughter Lisa comes in well prepared with her questions, and they should be as pointed as possible. It's important that your daughter get the answers to her questions. They need to come from her healthcare provider straight up. They should be pointed responses, and they should have a very beneficial discussion about the safety of vaccines for a 30-year-old woman who's thinking about fertility.
We just got a text from 708. Says, I'm a senior citizen, a teacher with diabetes, and the kids are coming back without masks. Is it safe for me to work?
Well, I assume the teacher is vaccinated. That's the most important thing. Some school districts are going to mandate everybody be masked. Others will not. So it sounds like this teacher is going to be teaching in a place without a mask mandate. The critical thing, teacher 708, is be certain that you're vaccinated, fully vaccinated. That's the most important thing. And if you have concerns about your medical condition, if you're concerned about your diabetes, please speak to your personal physician who cares for your diabetes. Not every diabetic has the same type of diabetes. There's lots of different types of diabetes. And it's really important that you're able to evaluate any potential risk for you, depending on what your personal health history is.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is on the phone on 720 WGN. He is a chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. I always appreciate you joining us on the radio because there's so many questions. I see that Biden is talking about making long COVID, which is short for long haul COVID, folks, a disability so that they would be able to take advantage of ADA? I'm not certain. Do you know much about that, or did that just break this afternoon?
I think that must have just broken the news this afternoon. I haven't heard that yet. We don't understand long COVID. There's so many different manifestations, Lisa, of what we are currently calling long COVID. Different people have different types of symptoms that continue after they've recovered from the acute infection. Matter of fact, some people had asymptomatic infections or were not even certain that they had an infection at all, but it seems like they may have long COVID. So there's a ton of work going around the country trying to understand what this syndrome is of long COVID. We really don't know yet. I will tell you that it's going to be difficult to ascribe a disability benefit for a disease process that we really don't understand well yet. I think this will be an evolving subject. This is likely the president socializing a new idea. And then there'll be a lot of discussion among our various public health authorities, different types of politicians, and we'll be hearing more and more discussion about this, I'm sure, over the coming weeks.
And some medical groups now, Doc, are calling for mandatory vaccinations of U.S. healthcare workers. Do you see that coming to fruition?
Yeah, we see that already. There's a lot of hospitals and healthcare systems around the country that have mandated vaccination as a condition of employment. So if you're going to work here, you have to be vaccinated. There's a number of hospitals in the Chicago area that have done that. In Northwestern, we haven't done it yet. We are strongly recommending, though, that all of our employees get vaccinated. I think we're going to see over time, Lisa, more and more healthcare organizations mandating vaccinations as a way to keep the employees safe and also, and very, very importantly, our patients safe.
That's the key. Thank you so much for joining me today, Doc. I really appreciate your phone calls.
Anytime, Lisa. Everybody take care. And please, if you haven't been vaccinated, consider getting vaccinated out there. It's so important that people get vaccinated. You'll keep yourself safe and will help to keep our community safe.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, that is Lake Forest Hospital. Check out the news, the traffic, and the weather. It is all coming up next.